Second Peter chapter 1 verse 2 says, grace and peace would be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus. Grace and peace will be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus. This scripture makes it important for us to understand that the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus is a very important dynamic, is a very important ingredient for the children of God if they are going to experience peace and if they are going to do a lot of things, if they are going to perform wonders. So the importance of knowledge cannot be overstressed. The importance of knowledge in the kingdom of God cannot be overstressed. Welcome once again to Learn and Grow with Adekunle Olabiwono. I am excited to have you here today as we examine the importance of knowledge in the kingdom of God. Jesus was speaking to his disciples in Matthew chapter 6 verse 10. He was speaking to the disciples and he was teaching them to pray in particular. And he mentioned something that is important in the middle of the prayer. He says, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." After worshiping the Father, the next thing he taught them to do then, he said, "Pray that the kingdom of God comes." He said, "Thy kingdom come and thy will be done." Thy kingdom come and thy will be done. I will repeat again. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So the issue of whether the earth is like heaven now is not a problem of whether the kingdom of God has come or not. Let me rephrase this. What I'm saying in essence is that heaven, the earth, the intention of God is that the earth would appear, would be as beautiful as the heavens is, okay, even before it is destroyed. And that is why if the will of God is done on earth, the earth would be as beautiful as heaven. Because heaven is what heaven is today, because it is only the will of God that is done in heaven. And so if the will of God is done on earth, even as it is done in heaven, earth would be a lovely place to be. So if the earth is not a lovely place to be 2,000 years after the Lord Jesus has died now, it's not because the kingdom of God has not come. Let me take this a little bit more personal. If your life now is not appearing like the scriptures have said, if you are not experiencing the promises of God for your life now, it is not because the kingdom of God has not come. So automatically it will mean that it is because the will of God is not being done. Automatically, thy kingdom come. And so if we have an issue with understanding what the kingdom of God means, there's a difference between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. The Lord Jesus spoke and he made it clear while speaking to the Pharisees. He said, "The kingdom of God cometh not by observation." He says, they cannot tell anybody, "Lo there," or "Lo here, it is there." He says, "Behold, the kingdom of God is in you. The kingdom of God is in men." Not one man, all men that have received Christ Jesus. In Colossians chapter 1 from verse 12, the scripture makes us to understand that when we gave our life to Christ, there was a translation from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God. So when you gave your life to Christ, you came into the kingdom of God. So the day you gave your life to Christ was the day you discovered the kingdom of God. From that day forward, your life should have become beautiful. From that day forward, if you are going to experience the promises of God, it is the will of God that must be done. So the issue really is whether you know the will of God or not. knowledge. The issue is whether you know the will of God or not. And this is where knowledge comes in. Because the will of God that you are not aware of cannot come to pass. The knowledge you do not possess, okay, cannot be activated, cannot be used. It is important that we understand these things. Knowledge. It is so important. Isaiah chapter 53 verse 11. In Isaiah chapter 53 verse 11, God was speaking through Prophet Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 53 verse 11. The B part says, God was speaking to Prophet Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 53 verse 11. And the scripture was saying, he shall see the travail of a soul and shall be satisfied. The B part is our focus of emphasis. The B part says that by his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. That is where we are going. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. That the righteous servant, speaking about the Lord Jesus before he came, that by the knowledge of Christ shall Christ justify many. So many men, okay, so many men would experience justification, so many men would experience righteousness, so many men will become acquainted back to God by the knowledge of Christ. Not by prayer, not by fasting, by the knowledge of Christ. By the knowledge of Christ. So, the very translation of men, okay, the very translation of men hinges on knowledge. Romans chapter 1 verse 16, Apostle Paul was speaking here, he said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ is the knowledge of the redemptive work of Christ. He says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ because it is the power of God unto salvation for every man that believeth. Every man without exception. Every man that believeth. So, it is the knowledge of Christ that produces, when a man acquires the knowledge of Christ, when a man hears the gospel of Christ, the power of God that produces salvation will begin at work in him. When a man hears the gospel of Christ and believes it, the power of God for salvation begins to work in him, and that instant he is saved. Knowledge. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. Romans chapter 5 verse 1 says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Romans chapter 5 verse 1 says, having been justified by faith, Romans 5 1, having been justified by faith, I have peace with God. Interestingly, he says, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. That our peace, okay, our peace with God, our connection with God, our ability to approach God is because of our justification. We can approach God, we can talk to God, we can be with God because of our justification. And then the scripture went on to say, this justification is by faith. This righteousness is by faith. It is by faith. And interestingly, faith requires knowledge. Because you can't have faith beyond what you know. You can only have faith as far as you know. Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing now by the word of God. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Faith requires knowledge in order for it to work. So you can't even have faith without knowledge. This is even for trivial things, not even about things for the of the kingdom now. Even for trivial things in the world, we only have faith as far as we know. We know some things will work because we have seen them work or we have heard them work. We believe, we have faith that every time we add 2 to 2, it will become 4. Because we have prior knowledge that 2 plus 2 is equal to 4. So our expectation, our faith, is that when we have 20 plus 20, it must become 40. We have full faith that when a child gets to a certain age, when a baby gets to a certain age, the baby will begin to walk. Because we know that it is at that stage that they start to walk. It is at the particular stage they start to eat. It is at the particular stage that they start to talk. You can only have faith as far as you know. And in the kingdom of God, faith is very important. So if faith is very important, then it means that knowledge is crucial. Grace and peace would be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of the Lord Jesus. So the reason a good number of the children of God are not moving forward is not probably because they're not praying enough. It is not because we're probably not doing enough. It is not because we're not fasting enough. It is not because we're not offering sacrifices enough. It simply means that we are probably not doing the right things. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 11. It says, keep thy food when you go to the house of God, that you do not offer the sacrifices of fools. So the problem with fools is not that they do not offer sacrifices. The problem with fools is that they do not know what kind of sacrifices to offer. They do not know what kind of sacrifices to offer. They don't know what to do. Knowing what to do is more important than doing anything. Knowing what to do and what not to do and how to do is more important than just doing anything to get results. Keep thy food when you go to the house of God, that you do not offer the sacrifices of fools. Keep thy food when you go to the house of God, that you do not offer the sacrifices of fools. So knowledge is so important. Knowledge of his will. Knowledge of what God wants you to do. Knowledge of how God wants you to do it. Knowledge of what God wants you to put in place. This is so important. It cannot be overstressed. As important as prayer is, knowledge is more important. Because even in prayer, you need the knowledge of what to do. We can't just go on our knees and pray. If we're going to pray to get results, there are certain things that need to be done. There are certain rules that need to be obeyed. You have to approach the Father without holding grudges against anyone. You have to approach the Father in righteousness. With the full consciousness of your righteousness that has been that has been given unto you by faith. We have to understand that it is only the prayer of faith that will bring results. Knowledge. This is very important and cannot be overemphasized. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 2. We're going to read that scripture. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 2. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 2. It says, grace and peace will be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus. 3 says now, according as his divine power has given unto you all things that pertain to living and godliness. It says, through the knowledge of him that are called us to glory and virtue. See here, the scripture says, apart from grace and peace, Second Peter chapter 1, verse 2. As we were reading before, it says, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus." Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus. That you experience grace. When we say grace, we mean the immeasurable provision of God to meet any need. The immeasurable ability of God that has been deposited in the life of a believer. When he says grace, God's immeasurable ability deposited in the life of a believer, making the believer able to do anything. Making the believer able to overcome every obstacle. Grace. He says it will be multiplied, meaning it will be actualized and will begin to get better through knowledge. Peace is multiplied through knowledge. I was speaking to someone yesterday and I was telling the person that you do not confuse movement with progress. You do not confuse labor with results. You don't. How much you spend, the number of hours you spend working cannot by any means determine how productive you will be. Of course, it would indicate just how active you are, but not how productive. Because you need to be doing the right things to be getting the right results. If you're going to get the right results, you need to be doing the right things. 3 says, according as his divine power, we have received all things that pertain to living and godliness. True. So the medium through which we have received all things is the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. The medium through we have received all things. So if there are not all things in your life, the problem is because you have missed the medium. It is not because all things are not available for you, but the medium through which they are to appear is not there. The knowledge of him that has called you to glory and virtue. The knowledge of him that has called you to glory and virtue. This is very important. And verse 4 says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. That you have received exceeding great and precious promises, that by all of this you may be partakers of the divine nature. That you, by these exceeding great promises that you have received, when you come to the knowledge of these promises and you understand them, you would manifest as the partaker of the divine nature. You would manifest as exactly as God and Christ would manifest. Everything would respond to you exactly the same way they would respond to God. When you come to the full understanding of these promises, when you know how to hold on to these promises, when you know how to use these promises and they become realities in your life, everything would respond to you the same way they would respond to God. You will be partakers of the divine nature by the promises. Partakers of the divine nature by the promises. So if you're not manifesting as a partaker of the divine nature now, it is most likely because you have missed out on some promises or a lot of the promises. Praying our way, fasting, no effort in the physical, okay, can substitute knowledge, can substitute the labor for knowledge. It's not possible. In the book of Hebrews, we were Hebrews chapter 4, we were encouraged to labor to enter into the rest, lest any man falls after the same example of unbelief. That you are to labor to acquire, you are to labor to acquire knowledge so that you may have faith. And so by the fighting good, the good fight of your faith, you will be able to enter into rest. If this labor in knowledge is not done, if this labor in seeking the knowledge of God and standing upon it is not done, it says the person will fall after the same example of unbelief. Knowledge. Knowledge. In Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, the scripture says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. God is specific here. He's not speaking to just anyhow people. He's not talking about the rest of the world. He's talking about his people, the kind of people he has selected, the ones he has ordained, the ones he has chosen, the ones he has translated, the ones he has saved. He said they are destroyed. Their lives lack quality because they lack knowledge. So if your life is not looking exactly the way you would want it to be right now, if it is not looking like what the scriptures are said right now, the problem is not from the devil. The problem is you need to know better. The issue, the solution is you need to know better. You need to know better and act better. No, somehow, because we're Africans from this part of the world, we just somehow believe that the devil and his minions and witches and wizards are just strong enough to stop us from doing anything. No, if you know enough knowledge, if you know just how much investments are upon you, if you know just who you are, if you know your importance in this kingdom and just how you stand, these things would not hinder you. These things. The scripture says in Romans chapter 5 verse 17, how much more they that have received the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. He says they shall reign in life. So look at whom God has called a king and a priest. Being fearful of the devil's minions. How much more they that have received the abundance of grace and the gifts of righteousness. He says they are to reign in life. That the abundance of grace is upon you already. Okay? The abundance of grace has been given to you when you became translated. You have received all things. But do not forget, righteousness is a gift, but it can only be revealed by your operation of faith. Yes, righteousness is a gift. You can't labor your way into righteousness. You can't do anything in the physical to get righteousness. And righteousness is crucial. If you like to understand what righteousness fully means, you need to listen to our previous edition of righteousness. Righteousness means being able to stand before God without feeling inferior. Being able to stand before God, right standing with God. And becoming the righteousness of God means being able to stand before all things as their master. Being able to stand before the devil as his master because you are the righteousness of God. Okay, so it is a revelation. It takes time for... But as you operate by faith, you begin to grow in your understanding of righteousness, and your manifestation of righteousness becomes to get better. Romans chapter 1 verse 16 to 17. Righteousness is revealed from faith to faith. So the question is not whether you are righteous. You have received righteousness as a gift. Are you aware? Now, if you are aware that you have received righteousness as a gift, then you need to continue to operate in this righteousness by faith. And this faith requires knowledge. And so basically we can say the reason you are not reigning yet is because you lack knowledge of how as a child of God, you lack the knowledge of how to reign. How to reign. This is very important. My people are destroyed because they lack knowledge. How much more they that receives the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, they shall reign in life. If you're going to reign, you need knowledge. You need knowledge. Finally, Matthew chapter 13. If you're going to reign, you need knowledge. You can't just sit down and expect the abundance of grace to automatically, by some default action, to just operate in your life. It doesn't work like that. You need knowledge of what to do and how to go about it. Matthew chapter 13, verse 19. This is the Lord Jesus speaking here. That's as important as knowledge is, understanding is crucial. We're going to be rounding up here. That as important as knowledge is, understanding is crucial. It says, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, that when anyone hears the word concerning the kingdom of God, he says, and they understand it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away which was sown in his heart. When anyone hears anything about the kingdom and they do not understand it. So the issue might be that, okay, you have heard before in the past, but it didn't change anything. The question is, did you understand? So to hear is not enough. To understand and to act on is more important. Because knowledge is not power until knowledge is applied. Knowledge is not power until knowledge is applied. Knowledge becomes power only after it has been applied. Not before. So every knowledge is potential power lying there. But when the knowledge is applied, it becomes actual, real, and manifested power. The scripture says you have received all things. Fine, it is potential. So if you're going to make it factual, you need the knowledge of Him that has called you to glory and virtue. When you get the knowledge, understand what it means, and then you act on it, you will receive all things. This is important for us to understand. Seek to understand. Seek to know about the will of God. Seek to understand about how the kingdom of God operates. This is important for you if you are going to triumph in 2023. This is important for you if your life is going to increase in quality. And I pray for you in the name of the Lord Jesus that the grace to seek knowledge, the grace to seek the knowledge of God, is activated in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless you. Don't forget to share this podcast with someone if it blessed you. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.